Please turn to Acts chapter 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask an alms of them that enter into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John going into the temple, asked an alms, and Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John. John said, "Look on us," and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, and immediately he received strength in his ankle bones. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, please help my sermon to go well. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I start the rest of my sermon, I have some jokes. Who do fish see when they need an operation? A sturgeon. Why did the lion eat the tightrope walker? Because he wanted a well-balanced meal. Why did the horse cross the road? Because the chicken had the day off. Alright, that's enough with the jokes. Let's get back to the sermon. Now Peter and John were coming into the temple to pray, being the ninth hour, and ninth hour there was like 3 in the afternoon. And they saw a certain lame man, and the lame man was laid there to ask an alms of people who were going into the temple, and he asked an alms of Peter and John, and this is what Peter did say: "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he lifted him by the right hand, and immediately he received strength in his ankle bones, and for the first time in his life, he could walk. And he entered into the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Here are some lessons to learn. Do we remember to praise God like the lame man when God has done something for us? Do we help people in need? Peter and John took time to help the lame man. I try to help my grandma carry her groceries. Do you help people who have a spiritual need? Here's some ways how you can do it. Tell them about Jesus. Give them a tract. Ask them if they are saved. Invite them to church. Pray for them. So don't forget to praise God and help others that are in need. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. And please help the rest of the day to go smoothly. In Jesus' name, amen.